Hello and welcome to this brief time of reflection. I must admit that I miss being able to gather together in church and sing praise to God as a church family at the moment. I love the YouTube services and I do join in with the worship, but I miss being together. I wonder how easy you find it to keep praising God during this time of separation. When I struggle to praise God on my own, I have found enormous encouragement in speaking out the Psalms in prayer. During the next few moments, I'd like to share a few verses with you from my favourite psalm, Psalm 139. And here in verses 13 to 15, the psalmist is reflecting on his identity with God. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. I love this psalm because it reminds me that God was there at my very conception, and he oversaw me growing and developing as I was formed into a unique person inside my mother. How can I doubt my worth when my Creator takes so much time over me, so much care and attention for me, when I'm one of nearly 8 billion people on this earth? And it draws my thoughts back to the very first two verses in the Bible, those powerful and haunting opening words of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. How extraordinary, how deeply significant that I am part of God's created world, which began with these beautiful opening verses in Genesis. Maybe I've just had too much time on my hands, but during lockdown, I've had times when I've questioned my purpose and occasionally felt quite empty. Sometimes when all our activities are stripped away, although those things that keep our minds and bodies busy just aren't there, it's easy to wonder what we're here for. In this busy, calendar-driven world, we can so easily learn to value ourselves by what we do. But here in Psalm 139, the psalmist reminds us that we have value in God's eyes just because we are who we are. Unique and special individuals created carefully by him as an integral part of his magnificent creation. God so loved each one of us that he sent his own son so that we can be in relationship with him. As St. Paul declares in Romans 8, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So be encouraged. God created you as a unique and valuable person, and nothing can separate you from his love, this week or forever.